pro-family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. Welcome back. This is John in the Caribbean Critic, and Danny in South Carolina. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Unfortunately, it looks like we will not be joined by Jay, the German gentleman. It is, after all, 5 o'clock in the morning in Germany, and he may be asleep. So we will continue with the show, and we continue talking about this problem of immigration. And then I want to cover another story that I've been regularly covering for RBN, the Fukushima disaster, which has, there's new information coming out of there, and I'll bring it to the audience's attention so that you know what's going on, because the mainstream media and the published media just aren't covering it whatsoever. You're in the dark as far as Fukushima is now concerned. Okay, Danny, we were talking about the children involved in this immigration problem that is being discussed in Washington, D.C., and we have to consider the needs of these kiddies born to the illegal immigrants.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, there's been already so much argument about this principle we have in our Constitution about natural-born citizens, and then there was an amendment passed that said that, you know, if a child is born here, he's a citizen of this country. And that's not unusual worldwide. There are various variations on how you determine who is a citizen or not. But that really has nothing to do with what they're talking about. What they're trying to do is they're trying to play a guilt trip on the American public to the extent that if we deny admission to illegal immigrants, then what we're actually doing is we're sending children back to starve to death or die of disease in some festering rat hole of a country. And that's just not, I mean, again, from a propaganda point of view, of course, that makes sense. From the standpoint of a country that's been lied to for so long and is supposed to make their own decisions about these things, it's atrocious. Why in the hell do we have to make that kind of a decision? Because once we go there, we're going to end up like Europe. Let's let them all in. If you're not going to let them all in, then you really can't let any of them in. How are you going to pick and choose which ones? This so-called legislation. It's a joke. It's a farce. It's another game. And its only purpose is it has nothing to do with children. It has to do with preparing our normalcy bias so that we will accept anything, so that we won't dare speak out against anything that they decide we need to do or endure. John.
Well, to be honest, I mean, the American nation is so indebted to these private central banks. I mean, they're trying to bring in more people to create wealth and pay off these unpayable debts, but it won't work. They're bringing these people in to reduce the salaries and wages of ordinary Americans to take their jobs and improve the profitability of these massive multinational corporations like GlaxoSmithKline or British Petroleum or ExxonMobil. I mean, this is absolute nonsense. It's an impossible task to pay off these debts, and in Europe, we are just sinking in a sea of unpayable euros, dollars, pounds, and what have you. You know, it's nonsense. It will collapse, and when it does collapse, it's going to be a hard landing, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I kind of have to take exception to one point you made there. I don't really think it's got to do any more with labor costs and profits for corporations. Because I believe the USA is past that magic point where the profits of corporations are going to be less affected by labor costs and more affected by the fact that nobody has any money to spend. And there is a point there on the curve where when your unemployment gets so high, they just can't afford to buy anything. And I believe that's what we see
happening. That's exactly, Danny. That's the situation America and Britain has got themselves into now. There's, discretionary spending has disappeared. The middle class in Britain and America is disappearing. The productive part of society is impoverished, is being impoverished. And you cannot run an economy with just 1% rich people and everybody else, dog dirt poor. It doesn't work, and that's why we're seeing the collapse we're seeing.
Well, New York Times, about 3-4 days ago, May 30th, did a little article on immigration in Europe. And of course, they skirted on the major issues that might give us a handle on how to solve the problem, mostly out of politeness and political correctness. But they did say that the number of migrants known to have entered Europe illicitly this year in 2014, first five months, was already close to the total for all of 2013. So they already have a legal immigration problem. But it appears their illegal immigration problem is beginning to skyrocket. And once again, the theory that they're pushing on their people, cultural diversity and increased opportunity and a better economy, is total hogwash. When you have immigration at that rate, you don't have time to absorb the population. You don't have time for them to integrate, which is exactly what is happening. The mayor of Stockholm, Sweden, the capital of Sweden, a fairly large city, back in the end of 2013 announced that Stockholm was lost. Now, what in the world did he mean by that? Well, if you saw the pictures coming out of Stockholm, these immigrants in Stockholm were burning thousands of cars. What do they say? 40 or 50,000 cars they burned in 1 year. Why did they do that? Who knows? Basically, they had nothing else to do. They want jobs, but there ain't none. There just flat ain't none. They want better conditions, but somebody's got to pay for it. And there just ain't enough money. So Sweden has become, is becoming a failed society. I think we have another break to take here, John.
No, we have
right back. Yeah.
Johnny?
Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, John.
Welcome back to the show. We have a caller on the line, Fred in Iowa. Can you bring Fred on? Are you there, Fred?
Yeah, John and Denny, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're coming through fine. 5x5, young man.
You guys are doing a heck of a fine job. I think you're old enough you've heard the word horse sense, H-O-R-S-E, horse sense.
Oh, yeah.
That used to stand for common sense, and common sense today is very uncommon. And you guys are succinct, to the point, and it's just so logical, just plain old horse sense, common sense, that it just frustrates the hell out of me that people don't get it. I came back from California to Iowa 15 years ago Thursday. And the Iowa State Fair was going on, and the major talk radio, Fox affiliate, was at the fair. And I just walked up there, and I thought, well, I could get on the radio. And I was going to tell them what happened in California. It was 187, and how the immigration or illegal aliens into Iowa would swell the ranks of the Democratic Party because they're Catholic and socialist, and, you know, any poor people, if they get a handout, they're going to go for it. And it would bring down wages because it overtaxed the labor market, and the Republicans would benefit from it. Well, hell, it took about 7 or 8 years later on before that major talk radio would make mention of that. And, you know, I got to watch my language, but it just irritates me so. And Danny mentioned the word normalcy bias. Oh, my God, it seems like all these years that we, like RBN and other websites and stations, have woke up the people that they would get somewhat past this normalcy bias. Well, anyhow, I could yap on here. Oh, and Barry Satoro come to Iowa in 08, and I asked him these same questions right there at this big Democratic get-together in this little town in Iowa. And he stammered and stuttered and never gave me a direct answer. But his guards, the people there, the way they looked at me, I thought I was a dead man. And I mentioned about how the same thing about swelling the ranks of the Democrats and bringing the labor market down and for the Republicans. And, boy, I thought they was going to kill me before I got out there. But anyhow, men, you're doing a fine job. Yeah, you're succinct and to the point, and I admire you. And, thank you and goodbye.
Well, thanks, yeah, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think we need to touch on now the situation in the public education system where this nonsense of Common Core is being brought forward. And we now know that the Common Core is not designed to bring the ethnic groups up. It's to confuse and bring the whites down to the level.
Well, I'm glad you brought that. Pardon me. I think I just swallowed a mosquito. I'm glad you brought that up. And it feeds into what Fred was saying. It feeds into what we've been saying all night. Because, I mean, it's a multifaceted dilemma. But the result of all of this, immigration and the declining education system, John, is a decline in not only our standard of living, but in our standard of thinking. It's like they want to turn us all into slaves. And it's not happening fast enough.
Well, the new term, I believe, actually now, is zombies, which doesn't mean these dead people that come to life. It means the people who are dumbed down and are incapable because of their lack of proper education, are incapable of the critical thinking process.
Yes. And when you throw in what they're watching on TV with what they're getting at school, with what they're listening to on their iPods, then what have you got? You got a nation of zombies by that definition. You got a nation of, well, John, I hate to use the word, but you got a nation of cattle, if you would, goyim, if for lack of a better term. You've got people who are trapped not only by lack of opportunity, but by lack of knowledge. People who are trapped by their own ignorance. John, I wish it were that simple.
Well, carry on, Danny.
To say that it's simply a matter of getting votes. Well, I mean, it's true. It's a vote-getting mechanism. But it's more than that. If it were simply a matter of increasing corporate profits, that's also true to a point. But there's more to it than that. If it's simply a matter of I don't know, expressing largesse and allowing the unwashed huddled masses or whatever to have a safe haven, well, there's truth in that too. But there's more to it than that. John, we are at war. The country of the not just the U.S., the entire Western and, dare I say, white world is at war. This is World War III, but it's not being fought, at least yet, with
tanks.
Well,
not with conventional weapons of tanks and guns and artillery and bombs. It's being fought in the political sense by this lack of real education, by this lack of, you know, for want of knowledge, my people are dying. And this knowledge is not being dispersed. The main, you know, the media are failing in their duty to keep the American people, the British people, the German people, the French, everybody is being denied the information that you need to make valid, good choices in life.
John, in 1973, I believe, is where my figures come from, the number of private entities in the USA, which are either individuals or corporations, which owned the maximum number of broadcast stations that which they were allowed to own by law, was 50. There were 50 entities that owned the largest number of broadcast stations, that being TV or radio. Today, that number is 6. There are only 6 companies which own all but a handful of low-power backwoods AM stations are owned by 6 corporations.
Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. John, are you back? Can you hear me?
Yep, yeah, the audio was a little bit iffy just then. However, we seem to be okay now, so...
I'm going to finish on my little derailed train of thought there, just very briefly. We were talking about the media. We're talking about the schools because these are all mechanisms by which we get our information. And I want everybody out there to know a Common Core has been adopted by 45 states in the U.S. Common Core. Now, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's a unified agenda for primary school through high school, elementary through high school, for America's children. To show you how bad it is, my state, the sovereign state of South Carolina, last month ditched Common Core. They signed on to it in 2012, I believe. They implemented it in 2012. Next year, it will be gone. And why is that? because the educators here put up such a mess and continued to make such a fuss. That finally, the legislature just had to give in, and they said, right, we'll vote, and they voted, Common Core out. But I want to remind you, Common Core, I mean, we said there are six major companies that own practically every broadcast outlet in this country. There's only one government that owns Common, or one entity that owns Common Core, and that is your friendly federal government. They do have a series of contractors. They have to pay for the software they use, of course, the curriculum, standardized curriculum, and the textbooks and all that. We still have to pay for. But we don't get to pick exactly what those products are. We just have to figure out where to get the money from. Anyway, I wanted to throw that at you, and you were going to say.
Well, Danny, let's just put the number out again. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Any teachers or educators out there who want to call in, please call in and give us your views. We'd love to hear from you. We could do with some serious input on this issue, because it is a serious issue. Well, I remember when I was a child, I was taught serious arithmetic, mathematics, maths, whatever. And recently, only a couple of years ago, I mean, I'm 70, but pretty sharp, I suppose, I went back to the UK and going through the checkout of a supermarket, and just mentally in my head, I just added up the numbers and what have you, and told the checkout girl behind, oh, here's £20 to pay for the 17 pounds and so many pence groceries, and I told her the amount of change I required, and she turned around and said to me, no, we can't do that. I have to do it through the till to know that it's correct. When she'd done it through the till and it came out to the figure that I'd quoted in the first place, she said to me, how did you do that? You know, I mean, this is the difference in the education now. It's in the old days, in the 50s and before, education was a real education. It ain't the same anymore, Danny.
John, once again, if it were only that simple. But it isn't so much of what they're not teaching the children, math being high on that list, by the way. It's what they're teaching them in place of what they used to teach us. For example, if you have, and again, somebody may be offended by what I'm about to say, but I'm saying this in a purely scientific sense. I tell you what, before I go offending people, let's see, maybe Rita of Illinois, in Illinois, wants to say something. You going to bring her on there? Bring her into
the
call.
Are you there, Rita?
So I am. Okay.
Hi.
Are we on the air?
Okay, you're on the air. Carry on. What is your point of view or your question?
Not point of view. Did you ever hear the UK column with Brian Garrish?
Yes.
Okay, in May 27, 2014, that video. Apparently they've been teaching something very similar to Common Core. I know what's going to happen in the U.S. by watching him, because they do it there a year before they do it here. And so they've been teaching the children masturbation, I think in sixth grade over there. And right now, in that May 27, 2014, UK column, it's more towards the end, they're arresting children. Okay, this is where it's headed. They're arresting children, I think, every 4 minutes, I think he said, or was it 4 a day, I forget. But it's too many children for porn, raping other children, children raping children, and the people don't know. There's confusion. Gee, should we have the police pick the kids up? Well, the police are arresting kids like tater tots out there. These people are out to destroy you, the ones doing these things. Raise up a child in the way he should be, and he won't depart from it. Well, the thing is that they want them to be foreign customers. They show them books like Rodin or Naked Men. And there's a number of, there's a million things I just see going on in this small town. They put the girls in dance class. And this dance class, I could tell you where that came from. It came from New York. But anyway, they put them in this dance class. And they got pictures in the paper. They're basically in negligees, and they got big lipstick on and things. And they're about 10 years old. And these girls learn, like, tributes to Whitney Houston, who died from a drug overdose. And they all learn to shake their booties and swing it around in a circle and turn around and look at you and stuff like that. So, and then they take these little girls. And they've got, because I had a niece who was an Olympic skater. She almost was. But the bombing in Afghanistan happened back then, and she didn't make it in there. Otherwise, she would have been in there. She was on the road all the time with her trainers. Well, these girls go on the road with these trainers. And they go to these Agenda 21 community events, and they dance the little girls for you. And they put them in plays and things like that. And then, it's the producer. And they get them on a casting couch, basically, too. But the thing is, they're teaching them, why does a little girl in a rural area need to learn how to shake her booty like Whitney Houston and all this? They're out to destroy your children. These kids in the UK are being arrested. I think he said it was one every 4 minutes ever since they started teaching them this stuff. And the controversy is, like I said, is that should the police be handling this, or should someone else be handling this? And you know what? It's insane, and we're crazy for even going along with anything they say.
I'm so glad you called. And you're hitting the nail on the head, because what you're describing is this underlying message we've been slowly building up to tonight. Is the subject is subterfuge, how to bring down a nation without firing a shot. And what you're describing is a very time-honored method of bringing down a nation. It's called moral corruption. It's called demoralizing the people, turning their value system inside out, bringing down their icons and substituting basically anything else. In this case, what I happen to consider in many cases to be a mild to maybe not so mild perversion. But this is a time-honored method of destroying a country from within. Pardon?
Go ahead. Are you aware of the United Nations child sexual freedom laws?
Not yet, but I'll look it up.
United Nations, children's sexual rights or something like that, and it's, they have the right,
emancipated minor?
If they get a job, pardon?
Is it emancipated minor?
Emancipated, yes, thank you. And if they get a job, say for instance some nice man offers them some candy. Hey, little girl, I'll buy you a little sports car or something, and she got old enough or whatever, not even a sports car, a Barbie doll, and I'll give you this little job. And now she can divorce her parents and go off with the pedo. On that UK column for the 27th, they also have cartoons in London. Or not in London, but I mean in England. And they've got these cartoons with his grandpa.
Hang on, we're going to have to take a break. But I love what you're saying. You can hang on through the break if you want, or you can hang up and call us later. This is Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Coming back to the Bob Tuscan Show minus Bob Tuscan with John, the Caribbean critic, and myself, Dan Nemo in South Carolina, talking to Rita on the phone. Rita, are you still there?
Yes, I am, and thank you for holding me over. And while I was sitting here waiting during the commercials, there's so many things I want to tell you. I'm a former activist. I gave up a while back, because, for instance, like 9/11, I never got in. I was way before 9/11. And, we had, the drug war. That was another thing they had, to make black ops money to pay for Agenda 21 things, you know. And, that's what that was about. And then by the time 9/11 came, I was out there on September 12th or 13th telling people, hey, go get those towel heads. I'm like, hey, guess what? All this is for you. I would shut up if I was you. But it didn't matter, and everybody's... And what 9/11 is about, I believe, and you can take this to the bank if you like and see if they'll cash this check, is that that's learned helplessness for you. Okay?
Right.
It's obvious it was them, and they're just going to pretend. And
Rita,
spell.
First of all, I got to say, I'm glad... I want you to call back want you to listen to the show. You have a lot to say, and we want to hear every word of it. Right now, we got somebody whose eyes are half open, waiting to come on the line. He's in Germany. Poor guy's about to pass out. We're going to try to get him before he does. I want to tell you what you're talking about teaching alternative lifestyles to the children is part of the same game. And it not only corrupts our moral fabric, our strength, our traditions, and our culture, but it does exactly what you're talking about. It teaches helplessness. When we're all standing around watching this happen, not just to us, but to our children as well, we become mentally sick. And you hit the nail right on the head. Thank you so much for calling. It's great stuff. Now I want to try if Jay is with us. Jay?
Yes, hello. Hello, Caribbean. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, Jay.
Welcome to the show, Jay.
Morning.
Jay, we asked you into the... I don't know where to start with this, but you heard some of what we're talking about a country being pretty much defeated from the inside. And there are many ways to do this. The Common Core we were just talking about is one way. The teaching alternative lifestyles that Rita was just talking about, another way. But I want to know from you, because I know you're in the middle of it, how profoundly is your own homeland being changed by this very, very liberal immigration policy that the European Union has adopted?
Well, talking about the European Union, I mean, the whole European Union is affected. I mean, believe it or not, but the European Union is ruled by an unelected group of people, which is called the European Commission, and these Politkommissars are not elected by the people. Just about a week ago, the European people went to the ballots to vote for the so-called European Parliament, but the Parliament is not really a Parliament because they have no lawmaking powers. So what we see here is a copy of the Soviet Union, which was ruled by unelected Politkommissars called the Politburo in Moscow, and we call it the European Commission. And then you had the Supreme Soviet, which was a government or a parliament without lawmaking power. Now we have the European Parliament without lawmaking power, and everybody can see where this is going.
What we're trying to get at to Jürgen is the way that the European nations are being infected and downgraded and basically attacked with this multiculturalism, this immigration, this nonsense. Can you explain from a German point of view what is happening in your country?
Well, in the past 2 years, we have seen a massive increase of immigration. They just came up with the numbers from last year. We have a total population of about 80 million, 82 million. That's 60 million Germans, 20 to 22 million immigrants already. And last year alone, we had 1.3 million immigrants come into the country, plus 300,000 immigrant children. So that was 1.6 million immigrants last year alone in a single year. And that's what we see right now in the whole of Europe.
Jürgen, I've heard that the face of your towns and villages is changing, that you're getting signs written in foreign languages, that you're getting I'm about to pass that myself. You've got people speaking foreign languages that don't seem to be able to even speak German, and even that certain areas are, well, they used to be safe to walk at night are no longer safe.
Well, we have schools with no German children. We have schools with classes that have not a single German child. And it's so massive now that, you know, the communities are running out of funds. They cannot fund housing for this wave of immigrants that we've seen in the past 2 years. It's just, becoming a mess.
What's the pretense for this? What are they telling the people is the reason for this?
Well, what they tell the people is that multiculturalism is the way to happiness for everyone, right? We need it because we have not known to get along for the past 200 or 300 years, right? This is why we need multiculturalism now, so everybody knows how to live a better life. That's what they tell you. And what we see is just the opposite. There's more crime, people are not happy anymore, there's less jobs, and people are... I mean, since we've had the euro, which was introduced in 2002, Germans have no increase in their wages. At the same time, the prices went up. So all that money is being spent on the so-called integration issue. They're spending money more and more on millions and millions of immigrants, and, well, the people have to pay for it.
This is mirrored, of course, in the USA.
Yeah, I'm getting to that, John. It's just that looking at these figures here on the screen, it's...
Believe it or not, last month what happened is German pensioners had to leave their nursing home. They were resettled to a different place because they said, oh, we need that building now for 300 immigrants. And they cleared the building. The old pensioners, they had to move out, and it was all cleared for a few hundred immigrants that had just arrived.
And what is the reaction of the German public?
No reaction. We get the same headlines every day, and, you know, when those numbers, those immigration numbers, record numbers in the past 20 years were released last week, the German President Gauck, the German Chancellor Merkel, they said, oh, this is a great opportunity. Germany has now become the second most popular country for immigrants in the world. We need to use this window of opportunity to call for even more immigrants. That's what they tell you. This is not a joke. It's been on the headline. Now you Google it and you'll find it from last week.
So basically what you're saying to us, Jürgen, this isn't population increase, it's population replacement.
It is, because at the same time, you see, not only are 800 Germans dying every year with the population, that's, you know, natural number, population of 80 million, you have between 800 and 900,000 people dying every year. And then there is, on top of that, you have between 200 and 300,000 Germans leaving the country every year. So there's a loss of 1 million Germans every year, only 300,000 German babies being born. And then you see close to 2 million immigrants coming into the country. It is a population replacement. And you can see that in Belgium, in Holland, in France. And that's probably why they have elected these more right-wing parties now. I think we'll see a change.
Jay, we're going to dive out for a break here momentarily. I want you to... Can you stay with us for a few minutes and come back?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
All right, because, I mean... I want to get into what John said a minute ago. This is happening in the U.S., but for some reason, neither the people in Europe nor the people over here can see it. We'll be back after this word.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.